The reason that they broke down, actually what happened was there was a ceasefire which had been put in place since August. And in the framework of that ceasefire, DRC and Rwanda were engaged in talk, which revolved around transactional agreements. Let's say, on the one hand, what was agreed upon was that the neutralization of a Rwandan armed group within DRC, which is called FDLR, which has its root in the genocide against Tutsi in Rwanda and has been present in Eastern DRC for over 30 years. And in exchange, Rwanda would lift its defensive measures in Eastern DRC. There had been talks on various levels towards a disagreement, but towards the end, when the presidents were supposed to meet on 15 December, prior to that, there was a disagreement on requested engagement of the Congolese government would actually promise to engage in talks with M23 in the framework of the Luanda process, which the DRC refused. And because of that, President Kagame did not come to Luanda to sign an agreement, and since then the talks have been actually postponed. But the talks officially are not collapsed, they are postponed, so the framework still exists. Rwanda is a bit more critical about this process. It has talked about finding different ways, maybe bringing in different actors. President Kagame was in Turkey last week. Turkey offered its support to mediate, which led to some speculations that Rwanda might be looking for a different approach. But officially, they still adhere to the Rwanda process. I think this is still the best bet for the international community, for international organizations, to get them back at the table in the Luanda framework.
We hear most often the need for Africa to resolve its own problems. Is this possible with the situation in Eastern DRC?
This is a very good question. And of course, I talked about the Luanda process, but it is only one of the responses and processes that exist to deal with this. Another one, it's called the Nairobi process, which is led by the East African community, which is focused more on facilitating a dialogue between the Congolese government and armed groups. And Kinshasa has expressed its willingness to engage with M23 within this Nairobi process.